About 500 people are gathered on one of the only green spaces downtown, on the 1300 block of Brickell Avenue. They're all decked out in running shoes and workout shorts. This is the Brickell Run Club. They meet every week to go on a run downtown. Tonight's run is a little over 3.5 miles. It stretches down Brickell Avenue, past the Rickenbacker Causeway and back. The distance isn't their biggest challenge.
Trees that are growing is beautiful, but this is the footing.
Frankie Ruiz points to a bunch of stones on the ground surrounding the trees growing up from the sidewalk.
I think they look real nice, but these rocks end up all over the place and you got runners running by.
Ruiz founded the Brickell Run Club and has become an advocate for better sidewalks.
Having spent at least the last 10 to 12 years running around these sidewalks and the roads and so forth, you start to realize how poorly designed the sidewalks are. If somebody were to come on a wheelchair, on a stroller, on a bike, they can't even cross in certain sections of Brickell.
Mark Spagnoli is the director of capital improvements and transportation for the city of Miami. He sees more people using the streets for something other than driving and agrees that they need more room.
A lot of our right-of-ways were built many, many years ago before a lot of the boom we have, so we're still kind of in a catch-up mode. Our density, our population density has grown dramatically, so it would be only beneficial for us to continue to widen our sidewalks and promote not only a pedestrian movement, but bicycle movement as well.
Frankie Ruiz, the runner, says widening the sidewalks will help, but he wishes there had been better planning sooner and feels like the city doesn't think about pedestrians enough.
We can't possibly be above all the cars and whatnot, but it does seem like we're third or fourth on the line, you know, when you rate the cars and everything else. Buses are in front of us, everything else in front of us, and then pedestrians.
But Spagnoli says that mindset is changing. He says the city understands that people want to be able to get from one place to another without a car.
Flagler Street in downtown, the main urban core of our community. We're going to probably almost be doubling the width of the sidewalks there. South Bay Shore Drive in Coconut Grove. There generally is no sidewalk in various portions of that section. We're going to be building a 12-foot wide sidewalk for the pedestrians and bicyclists to enjoy.
For Frankie Ruiz, that's a good start.
I may not be able to enjoy these perfectly designed sidewalks, but maybe my kids or their kids will. And that's kind of, I think, all we really leave behind.
The Flagler Street project is set to be in motion by the end of this year. I'm Hillary Lindwall in Miami.